Okay, this week's parsha is Parshar. So the Torah begins. Vayom vaydaber Hashem el Moshe b'har Sinai leimor daber el bnei Yisrael martal hem kisavo l'arz asher ani nosei lachem v'shaftos saharz shabbos l'Hashem. So the famous Rashi, the Har Sinai, ma inyan shmita eitzel Har Sinai. Right, so that became a phrase that people use when somebody says something that has nothing to do with something else. They use it as a phrase. Ma'in and Shmita el Har Sinai. What is apples and oranges, as we'll say in English? You know, what does one thing have to do with the other? Ma'in and Shmita el Har Sinai. So literally it means that, you know, that the mitzvah Shemitah was given at Har Sinai. So wasn't, the Rashi says, weren't all the mitzvahs given at Har Sinai? So the verse says, the Mash Shemitah Nemru Klaloseh Upratoteh V'Diktoteh Misinai Avkulam Nemru Klaloseh Upratoseh V'Diktoteh Misinai. Just like you see, as Rav Shechter pointed out, different opinions whether, you know, Har Sinai was only given the general and the details were given like, by Arvos Moav or something else. So he's saying, no, she is following that just like Shemitah, all the details were given at Har Sinai. So too the other mitzvahs. Okay. But obviously, the Torah is making some comparison between the fact that the Shemitah was given at Har Sinai, As opposed to other mitzvahs. So what's this idea? So in the Sefer Chaim Moshe Rabik, page 9. Rav Moshe Bik Zatzal. He says, "V'hevi Rashi divrei hatoras kodim. Ma'in shmita itzel Har Sinai. Elamash shmita nemru klaloseh v'tikdudem misinai. Avkulam nemru klaloseh v'tikdudem misinai. Ukvar diskashu amefarshim. Ma'in nafkulam izeh in nemru klaloseh mitzvahs brotei misinai u'barbos moav." As why is it so important? It's a historical thing. Was the mitzvahs given in the, it was all given from Hashem, whether it was at Sinai, the general things, or only the specific things. Why is that so important that it's B'Sinai as opposed to Arvos Moav? There's no one saying, you know, people talk about Torah M'Sinai, or Shechter discussed, it doesn't mean, like, so, you know, people think it means, you know, whether it was man-made or not. Either way, it was Arvos Moav, it was also from Hashem. So what's the concept that it's so important that it was B'Sinai? And Shemitah, so in Nir Levayr, says Rav Bik, V'hekdem bir mashatikin bal hagoda. Bal hagoda says, Ilu kervanu lefnei ha-Sinai, v'lo noson lanu asatora dayenu. Right, the famous, if we would have gone to Har Sinai and we wouldn't have received the Torah, Dayenu. So the question is obvious, what would we have gotten being a Sinai without the Torah? So he says, Yishlomar, says on page 10, Rabbik, Kibiyos b'nei Yisrael omdim al Har Sinai, hira lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu kolos uvalapidim. When they were at Har Sinai, they had all the thunder, the lightning, you know, the torches. Amar Moshe b'nei Yisrael, kikolzos hi, and Hashem, Moshe says to b'nei Yisrael, the pasuk of Chof Yud Zayin, that we have over here, page 4 and 5, Vayomer Moshe al ha'am, al tirau ki levavu asubur, nasos eschem bo elokim, uvavur tiye yiroso al pneichem levilti sechatol. That it's all about Yerushalayim. So says Rav Bik here, page 10. Hareish al yidei amidos in the Har Sinai, av she'adayin lo kiblu asa Torah, mikol mokom nishba aleihem yiras habori yisborach. V'chein ilu kervanu v'nei ha-Sinai, lo nosolano asa Torah dayenu, because we would have gotten Yiras Shamayim. Just being at the Maim at Har Sinai, all the Hashras Hashchina would have given us Yiras Shamayim. So then he continues, Rabbi Kinez, Mokom Lomar Shal Achar Shekvar Hushpu Bnei Yisrael B'Yiras Habore. Because so one might have thought that if once we were at Har Sinai and we got Yerushalayim, maybe we shouldn't need the mitzvah Shemitah anymore. Because what is the mitzvah Shemitah? Is Kili Haaretz. You have to realize that I'm in charge. Don't think you're the balabas. You don't own anything. Haraya, if you own something, I can't tell you, oh, for 1 year you can't use your car. Well, right, you have to tell that to me. It's my car. So here, Hashem says, I don't want you to work the land. Kili Haaretz. But that's the ultimate mussar of Yiras Shamayim, that it's not yours. There's a Ribon Shel Olam, he's in charge, you're not in charge. Bavortia Yirosa Al Pneichem Levilti Sechto. So you might think that if we're getting the mitzvahs at Har Sinai, especially the mitzvah of Shemitah, so maybe it won't be necessary to actually have to fulfill Shemitah. Because if we can get that same, so the same message through just being at Har Sinai, maybe that should be enough. Okay, Omar Akos of Mitzvah Shemitah Bahar Sinai. Kidei Lahoros Lahem Yisrael. So therefore, it's Dafka Shemitah Zahar Sinai. To show you what, page 10, on the top of left. Sha'af Shaliba Mala Yisashem. That even though you're at Har Sinai, and you got full of Yiras Shamayim, Mikomoko Mutol Aleim Lishmor Lekayim Mitzvah Shemitah. You still have to Mekayim Mitzvah Shemitah. Hubinyan av lechola Torah kula, shegam heim matarosim tachlitzlam kades adam l'rom l'karva l'aboro. In other words, even though you have Yiras Shamayim from the experiential, that doesn't potter you from actually doing the mitzvahs. Afshu mola Yiras Hashem adayim mutol olav l'kayim b'poel al kol mitzvahs haTorah. And we learn that lesson from Shemitah. Shaf shekola mitzvahs tachlistam, because every mitzvah is to know, to give us knowledge of God. L'hakir es misha omer v'aya olam, l'skari v'ilav l'ira oso. Mikol mokom mevur zo b'mitzvah Shemitah yoseh. Because mitzvah Shemitah is all encompassing. It really shows. The other mitzvahs, I want you to do this for me. Okay, do it for me. But this, I'm telling you, I'm the boss. I own your property. I don't see that necessarily from other mitzvahs. From this mitzvah, you really see Yiras Shamayim, who's in charge. So all mitzvahs are to bring Yiras Shamayim. But this is even more. So then, bottom line, Rabbi asked the Kasha, so how come the Maisa? So why do we have to do the Maisa mitzvahs? If we can get Yiras Shamayim just, you know, without it. So he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. Nirei behektem levar divrei Chazal, bottom of page 10, last paragraph, left side. The Gemara in Shabbos on Lamed Aleph on the base. Shemish yesh bo Torah, ve'ein bo Yiras Shamayim. If some has Torah, but he doesn't have Yiras Shamayim, dogme legizbar shemasulo maftechas hapnimius maftechas hachitzonus lo masulo. There is, say I go away for Shabbos. I give you the keys to my apartment, right? So you can get in. But I don't give you the keys to the front door of the building. So what good is it that you have the key to my apartment? But if you don't have the... So in apartments today, someone else will come in. But say I have a private house, and I have an inner door and an outer door, and I just give you the key to the inner door. I don't give you the key to the outer door. What's gonna accomplish? So the same thing. If a person has Torah, but he doesn't have Yiras Shamayim, So the Yiras Shamayim is like the outer door. That's what the Gemara says. You don't have the key to the outer door. Yiras Shamayim is like the outer door. So then, Rabbi Biki asked the Kasha, but the Gemara says later on, page 11 here, the second paragraph of Hinei, the Gemara says, Machriz Rav Yanai Chaval al Deleis Le Darta V'Tara Le Darta Ovid. There's chaval on a person doesn't have a dira, but he makes a gate to the dira that he doesn't have. So that's implying that a person has Torah and Yiras Shamayim is the inner, the shar is the outer. So Rav Bick is pointing out the Gemara seems to be contradictory, because on one hand it's the first mashal, the Gemara was comparing Yiras Shamayim to the outer gate. Now in Rav Yanai, he's comparing it to the inner gate. So which one is it? So he says, Rav Bikri Shlomar, the Shneim Emes. Because he named Mavur Besfar Magdoshim, the two types of Yiras Shamayim, Yiras Hashem. One is Yiras Onesh, that we're afraid of God because he can punish us. So we want to fulfill the mitzvahs, because if we don't, we can get punished. That's Yiras Onesh. So that's like the outer gate. We're afraid. Ein Adam Yochel Lizkor Torah. So that's a lower level. But you need it. But then there's a second darg of Yiras Shamayim. That's called Yiras Haromimus. That we're in awe of. We're in awe. 15 minutes. We're in awe of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's Yiras Haromimus. So that, Rav Bick says, that's the inner gate. Because and you can only get to that inner gate of Yiras Haromimus through Torah. Well, so Rav Bick is saying that when the Gemara is saying that Yiras Shamayim is the outer gate, that's Yiras Onesh. The Gemara is saying that Yiras Shamayim and Torah is the inner, that's Yiras Haromimus. Because when a person learns Torah, he sees the wisdom of God. He becomes in awe of Ribbono Shel Olam. And those are the two Yiras Shamayims. And he says, but without the learning, and without the Torah, and without the mitzvahs, we'll never get to Yiras Haromimus. We'll only get to Yiras Achet. He says, because you see, from the Cheder Egel, after 40 days, they had tremendous Shechina, and then they did the Egel. So where did Yiras Shamayim? So he says, because that was before they had Torah mitzvahs. So they didn't have that. So the Yiras Chet, you know, sometimes you have it, sometimes you don't have it. But the thing that's going to be the constant is the Yiras Haromimus. And that you get. So therefore, if a person just says, oh, I have Yiras Shamayim, so I don't have to put on tefillin, and I don't have to shake the lulav, and I don't have to dip. Because the actions that you do, then it's experiential more. So the experiential is not just seeing the lights and the glare, the glitz. It's the learning gives you yours aromas. I once heard from somebody who was very involved in Kiruv, and he said, this Rav said, that the people in Kiruv who came to the Shabbatons and were Mishtatev, but they never then went to Yeshiva and learned, it didn't last. They got inspired, you know, they had the Kirvat Ufnei HaSinai, they had some measure of it, but what kept going was those that then went on to Yeshiva and learned Gemara with Tosfos. And you know, and it's brought down here. The Orachaim Hakadosh, Leiv Arukers, Brachus Bar Lokim Es Hashemayim Ves Haaretz. So the Orachaim Hakadosh says an unbelievable thing on page 14. Altis Parish Beis. Everyone speaks about what's the Beis of Brachus. I have in my sefer, I think, from the Tikkuni Zohar, that. Because a person could always start life a second time. Because when you ever do tshuva, that's your second chance. So that's Breis Reishis. There's the first time, and then you could always start over. But he says a different word, Yerachayim HaKadosh. He says, because the Breis Reishis are the two types of Yerushamayim. The Yerush HaChet and the Yerush HaRomus. Those are the two. The two Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. So the two Reishis are the Yiras Achet and the Yiras Aromus. And that's what the and he says what that's what it means. Reishis Bolokim Es Hashemayim Es Haaretz. That Shemayim, that's the awesomeness. The Pasuk in Tehillim, page 17. Ki'er Shamecha. I look at Shemayim, it's breathtaking. Masa es bosecha yerech v'chochovim. But then Oretz is the Pasuk in Iyov. Yigalu Shemayim avono, ve'eretz miskomolo. Eretz is the place. Yiras Ha'onash. That you're afraid of what's going to happen in this world. So, the Sefer Leiv Aharon, he writes, Sabbe Rebbe writes that by Avram Avinu it says, Baruch Avram Lokel El Yom Kone Shemayim Va'aretz. So he says, what does it mean, Kone Shemayim Va'aretz? So he says, because the Archaim HaKadosh says, Reishis Bar Lokim Es Hashemayim Ves Haaretz, means we got the two Reishis, the Yiras Aromus of Hashemayim and the Yiras Chet of Haaretz. And therefore, says the Leiv Aharon, when it says by Avram Avinu, Baruch Kel Elyon Kone Shemayim Va'aretz, means that he had both Madregas. The Yiras Chet and the Yiras Haromus. And that's the notion. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe b'har Sinai, ma'inyan Shemitah el Heitzel har Sinai. As Rav Bick explains, what do you need Shemitah? If you have har Sinai, meaning you have Yiras Shemayim from har Sinai. Iyu kervar ulfnei har Sinai. Lo'os noson lo'nos ha-Torah dayenu. So what do you need Shemitah for? Shemitah is the ultimate mitzvah that gives you a Shemayim, because it tells you who's in charge. What do you need it for? The answer is, as Rabbi says, because if you have Har Sinai, you get Yiras Shemayim, but that's only the Yiras Ha'onash, that Yira. But the thing that's lasting, as we said over from this Rav, is the Yiras Aromus. And that comes when you experience Torah and mitzvahs. Then you see Romus. When you just see the Kolos of Brachim, you get inspired. I'm afraid. It's frightening. You know, when it's, you know, Matasyahu Solomon always likes to quote the Gemara, that says that the thunder is that we should sitter, that we're afraid. You know, it should make us do tshuva. But that's, and when you see all the fire in this, you're afraid. It's yiras ha'onish. But that's not, it's dayenu, meaning it has significance, but it's not the inner chamber. The inner chamber is yiras ha'omus. And nothing could supplant the actual learning Torah, the putting on tefillin, the shaking the lulav, the sitting in the sukkah, the eating matzah, all these things, as Rabbi said, we need to get that taste of yiras ha'omus. And therefore, Shemitah has to be given at Har Sinai to say that you have to keep Shemitah, because it's not good enough that you're just at Har Sinai and you're experiencing Har Sinai. But if you don't leave the land fallow, you're not going to get the full understanding that there's a Ribono Shel Olam. You might think about it and be inspired, but it's not going to be like we spoke last week. You know, there's the Seichel and the Lev, and you're not going to get it in the Lev. You're not going to get that real meaning unless you actually perform the mitzvah, whether it's a mitzvah's essay, a mitzvah's los essay. And that's the first message of the Torah, is Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShemayim Es HaAretz, as the Lev Aharon quotes from the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. There are two Yiras Shemayim, the Shemayim and as the Aretz. And that's Avram Avinu. Baruch Lekel Yom Kodei Shemayim V'Aretz. The Shemayim, that's Yeromimus, that's the awesomeness. And then the Aretz, I'm afraid what's going to happen in the Aretz. And those are the two things. So Ma'in and Shemitah Etzel and Har Sinai is the combination of the Yiras Chet and the Yiras Haromas. At Har Sinai, we got that Yiras Chet, but we didn't get the Yiras Haromas unless we learn the Torah and we actually perform the mitzvah. So that's what this Rav said once, that in his years in Kiruv, he only saw the ones that were succeeding and kept with it, were the ones who didn't just dance at the Shabbatones and go to the Kumsitz, but also then enrolled in yeshiva and started learning Gemara with Tosfos, Chumash Rashi, Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, and all these things. And that's the key. And both are important, but as Rav Bick said, you need the Yiras HaChet is not the only thing, but it's together with the Yiras HaRomos. And that's the first message. Bereishis Bara Elokim, Es HaShemayim, Es HaAretz, the Yiras HaChet, and the Yiras HaRomos.